Hey guys, Robbie Raz here with you from Cigar Federation live at IPCPR 2015 in the General Cigar booth here with Abel Cruz. And we're going to talk about what's new with Partagas. So Abel, how's everything going?
Great. It's been a great show so far and we're very happy with the outcome and the way things are going for us.
Yeah, absolutely. The General booth is always so busy. It's so busy. It's always one of the biggest booths and you guys do such a great job of getting so many products and it doesn't feel crammed in here. I love that.
Oh, it's great, and this year we didn't even give out fresh free drinks or beverages, and we still had the crowd here, so it's great. It means that our product is what's calling people.
Absolutely. The free drinks will always get people here, but if you don't need them, that's when you know you're doing something right. Yeah. So tell us about the new stuff from Partagas.
All right, we're very excited to introduce. This is the new launch for Partagas for this year. It's the Partagas Aniversario 170, and it's the rendition for the 170th anniversary of the Partagas launch as a brand. You know, we had the 150, then we had the 160, and now we have the 170, and it's a cigar that we're very proud of. I mean, in the blend, we wanted to keep some of the Cuban heritage that the Partagas brand has always had, you know, the origins of it coming out of Cuba, back then when Benji was blending this for us, Benji Menendez, and we wanted to keep some of that still, some of that essence in the tobacco, and that's why we kept the Cameroon wrapper on. I mean, we're using a Marafel tobacco. The Marafel is a family that grows Cameroon wrapper for us in Cameroon. And it's a very unique way, the way they grow this tobacco for us, because it's not like an industrial farm like the rest of the growers. These guys, they actually have 3,000 families who grows the tobaccos in their backyards.
Oh, wow.
And then they gather whatever they can and they bring it together to their sorting facilities in Belgium. And they pick the cream of the cream, and that's what we receive. And that's the tobacco that you're getting in the wrapper for this year's Partagas Aniversario. But that's it. That's about the tradition. The rest is all new because we wanted to do something. It's the coming of age of Partagas, and it's something new, something that would get people more interested in Partagas again. So it has an Havana, Connecticut binder. And as you know, Havana, Connecticut is one of the most flavorful tobaccos out in the market. So it really gives us more notes, herby and fruity notes to it, but we're also using Nicaraguan fillers because we know everybody right now loves Nicaragua. Everybody's asking for Nicaragua. We said, why don't we try it in a new Partagas cigar? So we're using three Nicaraguan fillers. We're using the Ometepe, which you guys know, the little volcanic island out in the middle of Lake Nicaragua. Very unique soil because it's volcanic soil. It gives a very distinct flavor to that tobacco. We're using an Esteli. That's a little more for the power, for the body of the cigar and the spice, exactly. And we're also using the Gurdian tobacco. Gurdian tobacco is a proprietary tobacco from General Cigar that it's grown in the Jalapa region in Nicaragua by a very small grower called Pedro Joaquin Gurdian, who has been growing tobacco for some time now exclusively for General Cigar. And that mix with a little Piloto Cubano to keep some of that original blend in there too, it makes for a great cigar. It's a great smoke. I mean, it's well-balanced cigar, well-rounded cigar, and it's something that you enjoy from start to finish. This year we have this also, the beautiful box. As you see, that fire engine red really catches your eye with those gold notes to it. It pops out in a humidor, in a shelf, in a store. We have three sizes. We have the Toro, which is a 6x54. We have the Robusto, which is a 5x50. And we have the Salomone, which is a 7.25x48x54, which is the figurado shape that we are launching for this year. It's limited. We only made 1,500 boxes of each, and once it's gone, it's gone, because it's for the 170th anniversary of Partagas. And we are very, very excited. The guys in the factory, Mr. Johnny Diaz, who you might know, somebody knows about tobacco, and this is his favorite cigar so far right now. And we also, the rest of the team, we think it's one of the best things we've done in a very, very long time. So we're really excited about it.
Well, it's a beautiful cigar. The Salomone that's an amazing looking cigar. Just seeing it through the packaging here, it's beautiful. Everything about this looks great. I could sit here and talk tobacco with you for hours, or actually let you talk about tobacco and I'll just listen, because I probably don't have that much to contribute.
I always like to talk about tobacco a lot.
Absolutely. No, I love the way you talk about it with a lot of passion. Thank you so much for taking the time, Abel. I really do appreciate
it. You're welcome.
Guys, thanks for checking into all of our IPCPR coverage on CigarFederation.com.